want to just share with you, as you know, that this week we had an incredible week of Vacation Bible School. And many of these young people behind me made the decision to receive Jesus as their Savior this week. And that's really what it's all about. And we're looking at the future. And I trust you see that the future is bright. And I want to tell you a little bit about Bible school, but you're not here to hear more from me right now, so I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm going to let these kids just sing their hearts out to you. And then we have some prizes we're going to give away to some students who did an outstanding job this week, and we'll tell you about that in just a moment. But right now, we're going to have our song leader, Miss Rachel, lead these Vacation Bible School students in their songs. This is my favorite song to sing with these kids. All right, you guys ready? We'll start out with love. Here we go. Love, love, I'll love you, Lord, forever. Love, love, I'll love you, Lord, forever. I'll do my best, I'll do my best. Whoa, I'll do my best for you. Oh, oh, oh. I'll do my best, I'll do my best. Whoa, I'll do my best for you. Now praise, praise, praise. I'll praise you, Lord, forever. Praise, praise. I'll praise you, Lord, forever. I'll do my best, I'll do my best. Whoa, I'll do my best for you. Oh, oh, oh. I'll do my best, I'll do my best. Whoa, I'll do my best for you. Now serve, serve, serve. I'll serve you, Lord, forever. Serve. Serve. I'll serve you, Lord, forever. I'll do my best. I'll do my best. Whoa. I'll do my best for you. Oh, oh, oh. I'll do my best. I'll do my best. Oh, I'll do my best for you. Let's give them a hand, shall we? Didn't they do a great job with that? I have to tell you, these are some of the finest young people that God ever made. And we had a wonderful week. And kids, I'm so proud of you. And Brother Dustin obviously was sick, couldn't fix this broken projector, but we're going to put some numbers up there. Debbie, I wonder if you could flash those up there. We want to tell you what the Lord did this week during our week of vacation Bible school. We had 32 young people accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we had 18 others who came to the counseling room that just needed a little help with the assurance of their salvation. And so I think that's wonderful too, don't you? And then we had 186 different children attend at least one night of Bible school. And I think that's great. Of course, many of those came every night. And we probably averaged close to 140 children per night, or just plus or minus a little bit there. And so we had our hands full. But also, everybody that you see wearing the red shirts and some that didn't wear the red shirts, they were the workers. And then this year, all of the students got their own T-shirt from VBS. And many of them are wearing their VBS T-shirts today. And we're so excited about what the Lord has begun in their hearts through Vacation Bible School. Kids that are on this platform, how many of you were, you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior at Bible school? Raise up your hand big and high. You did that this week. Isn't that wonderful? You can put your hands down. Can I share another blessing with you? We started a brand new bus route, and we put another bus on the road this week. And today that bus came in first Sunday. And we're thankful to the Lord for that. And so, you know, listen, we're not going down without a fight. We're going to fight the devil in this area, tooth and toenail. We're going to uplift the name of Jesus, amen. Do everything we can with every resource we have for as long as we can. And I'm going to tell you something. I think Freeway Baptist Church does more with less than almost any church that I know of anywhere. And I'm thankful to the Lord to be a part of it. Now, there's one other thing I want to tell you, that these kids every night had an offering contest, okay? And we really had a big time with that, all right? And I would always play that thing up. Some of you were there for that. Paula and Scott are out of town today, but they were a part of VBS all week long. And Paula sent me a video on Tuesday night. And it was Silas. And he was sitting at home after VBS, and she snuck up behind him, and his sister was there. They were eating some chicken nuggets or something, and he was saying, "The boys won, the girls none." And you know, so he was having a big time teasing his sister about the fact that the boys won the contest on Monday night. But we had a wonderful week, and then bringing their pennies, we had penny night, nickel night, dime night, quarter night, and of all the change that these children brought in, Miss Debbie, do you have that number up there? They brought in $1,515.50. I think that's wonderful, don't you? And I want to say thank you to the many that contributed to the meals each night. We served our workers and their families a meal to sustain them. And that was provided for by the sweet families at Freeway. And I just thank you so very much for your kind-hearted generosity. Kids, I love you. You did a great job this week. It's one of the best Bible schools that we have ever had. Now, we have some prizes because we took a survey of a number of our workers, and we have some prizes that were donated to us by a NASCAR team, because our theme was obviously a racing theme. and the Michael McDowell racing team. He drives for the K-Love car. Some of the sponsors, he couldn't be here. We wanted him to be here, but he couldn't make it. But they donated some things. This is a collector's edition car. There's only about 400 and some odd of these made ever. And this is worth hundreds of dollars. It's a die-cast signature car that he drove, the number 95 NASCAR. And we have two of these. And Stacy, back there, Stacy Smith, was the one that did all the work in helping to get these things donated to us. And then her and Mom were here every night working so hard. And I appreciate them. But we have a first, second, and third prize winner. And first prize is going to receive one of these very valuable collector edition cars, stock cars. Second prize is going to get a T-shirt donated from one of the sponsors, the K-Love sponsor for this stock car. And then third place is going to get a journal that was provided by them, a Christian journal. And so we have a boy and a girl that were our VBS Students of the Week. And I'm just going to call their names. Andrew Parker, would you please come down? And also, Jenny Savage, Jenny Savage, where's she at? Where is Jenny? Is she here? She's coming at us, all right? Now, what I want to say is that Brother Andrew worked in the bus ministry. He ran the red bus route for us. And for weeks prior to VBS, on his own initiative, he got his own vehicle. And when he got off work, he would go out and knock doors and invite kids to come. Praise the Lord, they had 15 kids come in on that red bus today. And, Brother Andrew, thank you. And generally, she just had such a sweet spirit and was so helpful and sang and was quiet. And we just thank the Lord for her participation in school. So congratulations on being the student of the week at VBS. Okay, sweetie, just stay right up here. And we have two other winners. One is Liam Trenopole. Where's Liam? Where's Liam, right? Right here. Come here, buddy. You can stay right here, okay? Just stand right there. He's going to win a T-shirt because he did so good all week long. And then we have a T-shirt for Chloe Hudson. Where's Chloe? You come up to the front too, sweetie. And let's give Chloe a big hand. Congratulations. She had a great week in that first and second grade class. And her grandparents, Dan and Jennifer, are raising her, and they're doing a great job. And they helped us all week. Thank you very much. And then we have two that are going to receive the journals, and they're little ones, but they can color in them. They'd be coloring books. Amen. Josiah Batista. Where's Josiah? Is he here? Right? No, it's a different one. This Josiah, right? Right here. Come on down. And we have a journal for you. And then Kristen Bradley. Is Kristen Bradley? Raise your hand up. Where's Kristen Bradley? Is she here today? She's with the little ones. Kristen Bradley. She's not here today. We'll make sure she gets her prize. But we thank the Lord for these young people being such great students all week. Let's give them all a big hand. You guys can go back with your classes. Thank you. Now, I want to tell you that we all worked hard, and these people are tired. Even the kids are tired. But I got to tell you, there were times where I just felt like a wimp. Not because I was tired, but because I looked at what some of the other folks were doing, and I couldn't even imagine it. Like Brother Dustin, he never got home one night before 11 o'clock, and he just worked so hard. I'll tell you this. Yesterday, I came down to the church for visitation. I was out and helping clean up the buildings with the team that was down here to the extent that I could, and I called Brother Jesus. And Brother Jesus Garcia is our Spanish pastor, and he was involved in VBS every night. He helped on the red bus. And I called him about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, And I know he got home about 11 o'clock Friday night. I said, did you have to work? He said, yeah. I said, what time did you start? He said, 3 a.m. And he worked a full shift and came home, lay down for a nap. He said, I needed to get up anyway, Pastor. I need to get ready for the services tomorrow. And I just thought, you know, that's the type of spirit that really makes Freeway the wonderful place that it is. Amen. And people that do that because they love the Lord Jesus, and that's all, you know. And for all the workers, if you wore a red shirt this week, even if you don't have it right now, would you stand up, please? And we want to recognize you and thank you. Let's give all of these workers a big hand. Thank you. You can be seated. What a wonderful week that it was. And I just want to say, we could not have done it without the capable leadership of Dustin and Debbie Parker. And they were the dynamic force behind VBS this year. I wish Brother Dustin could be with us. He's very, very ill today and needs our prayers. But let's give Debbie's here, and maybe Dustin's watching, I don't know. But let's give them a hand. And then I want to just announce that today, following the morning service, we will have a hamburger lunch in the fellowship hall. If anybody wants to stay and celebrate with kids and parents what God did this week, we invite you to join together with us.
This is the light of mine, and I'm going to let it shine. This is the light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This is the light of mine. I will come.
joy, joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart, down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart.
What else you got?
I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart, down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I've got the wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart.
Where?
Down in the depths of my heart.
Where?
Down in the depths of my heart. I've got the wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart.
Where?
Down in the depths of my heart to stay.
Let's
and I'm
go.
So happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart, down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart.
I've got peace like a river in my B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
Yo, 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 yo. Yeah.